Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Ora Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Trumas. We're in the second parak. We are up to Mishnayos Vav, and we will also start the third parak as well. And the Mishnah begins with Tarmin as Zeisei Shemen al Zeisei Kevesh. Below Zeisei Kevesh al Zeisei Shemen. We can separate olive oils, olives. That is to say, olives that are going to be used for olive oil for Truma on behalf of preserved olives, but not the vice versa. You can't take olives that you're going to use to eat and use that for the olives you're going to use to make olive oil. The olive oil olives are generally better quality. You can separate the wine that is not mavushal, which is considered more superior. You can give that to a kohen in exchange for the wine that is mavushal. But omen mavushal, sheino mavushal. But you can't separate the one that's mavushal for the one that's not mavushal. Zaklal, here is the general rule. Right, whichever two species are kalayim with each other, you can't separate truma from one on behalf of the other. Even for separating for the better one onto the one that is inferior. But if something is not considered kalayim with its friends, there you can separate truma from the better one onto the less qualitative. But you can't separate from the one that is inferior for the one that is superior. If you separate it from something that is inferior for something that's superior, it's a good truma, except for zunin, which is a really, really, really low quality wheat, which you cannot separate chain and ocha because it doesn't have the status of a food, right? Kirbys and cucumbers are considered one species, and Rabbi Yehuda says shnei minim, they're considered two different species. Now, hatorim kishus v'nim seismara. What if you separated a cucumber to be designated as truma, and then it's found to be a bitter one? Or avatiach v'nim seisaruach, or a melon, and it turns out to be spoiled. So truma, you have to understand, you designated something, and it has the status of truma, but v'yachsa v'yitrom, you should go back and set aside another truma as a result, which would be a better quality idea. And this, according to the Gemara in Yevamos, seems to be a din derabbanan. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Baba Basra that this designation is actually midaraisa. The Chachamim went along and invalidated the designation because it goes against the rule that a person has to do minayafe. Usually that type of designation is something that's inferior as truma should suit for something that's qualitative is okay bidyevid. But when it comes to a kisha smara, a bitter cucumber, that's worse than other inferior produce because it's not even edible. And so the designation in this situation would be different, right? And he has to go back and separate it again. What if a person separated a vat of wine and then he opens and he discovers, whoops, that was vinegar? If he knew it was vinegar, right, then it's inferior and therefore the designation was improper. But if it's soured after he designated it, then it's considered truma. If he's not sure, so it has the status of truma, but he has to go back and he has to go ahead and reassess the truma. The first one is not going to be able to become dimua. If it mixes in with other stuff, so it doesn't make the whole greater quality much more seriously suffic truma. And you're not going to be chayav chomesh. And the same thing is true for the second one as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.